The Holy Gospel is found in the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark, beginning with the 28th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
One of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' And the second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and all the strength, and to love one's neighbors as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
All week, working on the wrong lesson. Really good. 4 pages. Doesn't answer this, but it does in some ways. So I'm going to share that anyhow. Tough. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I was working on the sermon on the plain, and Jesus was talking about basically the Beatitudes that we heard on the Mount. But he says something. He says, when you are okay, I hate it when the word goes away. When you are rejected and cursed in the name of Christ, rejoice, your word is to be counted as righteous with the prophets, which is great. I'm going to use this text too, but I'm going to use this as a little addendum. Rejoice, for your reward is to be counted as righteous with the prophets. Okay. So let's go back in history. Let's go back to Genesis and Abraham. And, Abraham comes out of Gomorrah and Lot and the family, and they're traveling down the desert highway. And they get established, and God tells him, he says, "I want you to get up from here and go somewhere else." And he does this. Well, in the process of all of this, Lot and his whole family and all their belongings gets captured and taken away. Abraham is very upset about this. That's family. Don't mess with family. He gathers up his trained warriors, about 300, and he attacks at night. He splits his crew in half, and they just cause some real damage to those who took Lot and his family. Recovered all that he'd lost, he goes, and the king of Salem, Melchizedek, is a high priest of God. Now, this is very, Melchizedek only shows up this little bit, but he's a very important character in the whole story. And Melchizedek says, "Take, your share of the booty," because Abraham brought it all back to the king, and he gave praises to God for the recovery. Abraham says, "I don't want any of that, because I don't want to ever have it said that I am because you gave to me." So instead, he turns around and he gives a tithe to the Lord. And he asks for his men, just feed them. Well, that's pretty simple, because that's not the way things were done in that point in time. And as we know, the story goes on. Abraham is gracious to three strangers that shows up. He shows an opportunity of hospitality that I would think would be highly unusual. He puts before them a young lamb, fresh bread, and feeds them. I'm not at all sure. It says strangers, that he knows who they are. But yet at the same time, we look at it and we say, the three strangers, that's the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They show up in a manifested form. And Abraham receives them. And then he's told that he's going to have a son. And there's some question about that, but he listens. Sarah laughs, which she shouldn't have done. But they do have a son, and he's called Isaac. And God says, you know, it's important that you make offerings at times of the year. So take your son up to the mountaintop and offer him to me. And Abraham said, okay. And he did. Took him up to the mountaintop. Had him all trussed up, tied up, after Isaac had loaded the wood. And put him on there and getting ready to strike him. And God said, hold. There's a goat over there in the brambles. Get him instead. That was happiness. To love the Lord your God with all that you are is going to be have you being counted as righteous before the Lord. Why was Abraham counted righteous before the Lord? He didn't know Jesus, did he? Jesus comes later. I don't know that he was baptized, so we don't have that as a tool. Can't beat anybody over the head because you haven't been baptized, therefore you're not righteous. You know, we don't have that as something to hold over people. So how is it that Abraham is counted righteous? Because he took the time to listen. He took the time to listen. If the Lord your God is, you're to love him with all your heart and with all your soul and your mind and everything, that means sometimes you just have to shut up and sit down and be quiet. If you drive around a lot and you got the radio on, turn the darn fool thing off. And stop listening to yourself. Because most of the time when we talk to ourselves, we give ourselves terrible messages. You know, anywhere from dipstick on down the road, you know, it just goes worse. Yeah, I know, we're looking at him, aren't we? It's okay, I do the same thing. We need to shut up that kind of garbage in our head. Because the Lord doesn't want it. And you're not loving him if you've got all that self-garbage going on in your head. Or if you're listening to noise, how can you hear him so that you can love him with all that you are? How can you hear? Yeah. It's important for us to listen. One of the things that was so amazing to me was the little book called Practicing the Presence of God with Brother Lawrence. This is a scullery maid, male type. You know, he washed dishes. He fetched. He was a flunky. God loved flunkies because we can learn from them. He was a flunky. And yet he influenced the major movers and shakers of his day. Why? Because he took the time to listen. To listen is to show an act of love. Now, how many times does your teenager or your little one start rambling on just blah, 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 and they do. And they just start, yes, especially you. And they just start just talking, and there's stuff coming out of their mouths, and your first thing to do is to tell them, other than shut up, which is rude, but sometimes you have to do that, but other than that is, You're going to give them a solution to their problem immediately, whether they ask for it or not. But you didn't listen. Because maybe they didn't want your solution. Husbands to wives. Note, unless they say, I want it fixed or a solution, don't. Just listen. God says, I don't want your solutions. God says, I don't want your idea of how to solve the problem. I want you to shut up and listen to me. That's an act of love, is to listen. And Brother Lawrence's impact was that he listened to God while scrubbing out the pots, fetching the wine, doing the grubby. Guys, if you've ever been on KP, and all of us have, that is a dirty, stinking job. And if you're lucky, you only get it for a week. If you're not so lucky, you get it for longer, and that means you really upset somebody. Yeah. Don't upset your wives. Aside from that. Oh my gosh, did I go down that rabbit trail? I'm sorry. I love rabbit trails, so I got to be careful. But to love the Lord, to love the Lord means to be quiet and to listen and hear what he has. Now, I was listening to Dennis Prager on the radio yesterday. Now, I like Dennis Prager. He's a good, practical person, smart. And he goes, we all want to be a part of something bigger. And I'm going, you know, I'm finding issue with that. Because he was equating being bigger is happy. I said, I have an issue with bigger.
Bless you.
Excuse me. So many times, bless you again. When we get three, go for it. Oh, did you get them over there? Here we go. Yeah. So many times, bigger equates to being a way of building ourselves up. A bigger organization, look at where I am, look at how I've done, look at how great I am, or how great we are. We're bigger. The issue I have is, it's not bigger, but greater. What is greater than me? The one who created me. Greater is something outside ourselves that touches our souls and makes us humble. Greater is, well, here's an example. We have hungry people all over the place, and we have various organizations, food banks, food distribution things through churches. Working at those is not glamorous. You know, and you're not going to get a lot of recognition and honor, if any. And the worst part is, it never stops. Because you do it one day, you got to do it the next day. And so you're in the kitchen all the time, working as a servant. But you can get a tremendous amount of satisfaction, quiet satisfaction, knowing your service. Now, it won't necessarily give you recognition as if you were part of an organization in the community, and they say, and for her extreme efforts in this project, we want to recognize Denise. Now, that's not going to happen in an attitude of service, in an attitude of love. It's not going to happen. And if it does, be humble enough. Don't let it get to your head. And give God thanks. Because what Abraham did to be counted as righteous was he gave praise to God in all things. Brother Lawrence, why is he so significant for our thinking and reading? giving praise to God in all things. The two commandments, loving the Lord your God with all that you are, giving praise to him in all things. All things. Acknowledging that he is the center of your life, not you. That's a hard one, because most of us think that the world revolves around us. And it's not true. The world revolves around God, but unfortunately, the world doesn't always see that. But we do. We have no excuse. It's been given to us to love the Lord your God with all that you are, heart, mind, body, and soul, and then to love your neighbor likewise. That means to serve when there's no recognition. These are tough commandments. And yet, Brother Lawrence is a prime example. There is a great deal of joy in that kind of service, in that kind of praise. And what was it says? And all these other things will be added unto you. But God first. Well, that's nowhere near the sermon I wrote. Maybe it's just as well. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.